Blackstone presents What If? 10th Anniversary Edition. Serious scientific answers to absurd hypothetical questions by Randall Munroe. This book is read by Will Wheaton. All charts, diagrams, and photographs that appear in the print edition of this book can be found in the bonus PDF file that accompanies your audiobook CD or download. Disclaimer. Do not try any of this at home. The author of this book is an internet cartoonist, not a health or safety expert. He likes it when things catch fire or explode, which means he does not have your best interests in mind. The publisher and the author disclaim responsibility for any adverse effects resulting directly or indirectly from information contained in this book. Introduction to the 10th Anniversary Edition. It's been 10 years since What If was first published, collecting my answers to ridiculous hypothetical questions asked by readers of my website, where, in addition to serving as a sort of Dear Abby for mad scientists, I draw XKCD, a stick figure webcomic. In the book's original introduction, I talked about how I've been using math to try to answer weird questions for as long as I can remember. When I was 5 years old, my mother had a conversation with me that she wrote down and saved in a photo album. When she heard I was publishing this book, she sent me a copy, which I included in the book. Here it is, spoken verbatim, from her 35-year-old sheet of paper. Randall, are there more soft things or hard things in our house? Julie, I don't know. Randall, how about in the world? Julie, I don't know. Randall, well, each house has 3 or 4 pillows, right? Julie, right. Randall, and each house has about 15 magnets, right? Julie, I guess. Randall, so 15 plus 3 or 4, let's say 4, is 19, right? Julie, right. Randall, so there are probably about 3 billion soft things and 5 billion hard things. Well, which one wins? Julie, I guess hard things. Sometimes it can be tempting to attribute everything about our personalities to intrinsic traits. I'm a math person, so of course, as a kid, I solved problems with math. I'm sure there's an element of truth to that, but I also think that the idea of innate personality types can sometimes lead us astray. By encouraging us to think of every aspect of ourselves as fixed and immutable, it can be easy to miss how much we can learn from...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?